The case alleges legislators broke the state's open meetings law when they hastily called a conference committee and then convened it to vote on the collective bargaining bill less than 2 hours later. The Court of Appeals asked the Supreme Court to decide two issues. One, whether the court could legally strike down a law because of an open meetings violation. And two, whether a court could ban the Secretary of State from publishing a law after it's signed. Marquette University law professor and former Supreme Court Justice Jeanine Geske says she's guessing the court won't take the case right now.
Simply because there may still be some factual issues at the trial court that need to be ironed out, and there are potentially other constitutional issues on the bill.
Issues such as whether or not this was a budget bill that would require 20 senators present to vote. At this point, no issues have been given a full trial. Geske says the Supreme Court could take the case at another time.
There really is a lot of support usually at the court to let the underlying courts deal with it first, but you know, it just if four of them decide it's appropriate for them to take it, then they can take it.
If four justices want the case, they can decide the timeline on how quickly it's heard. If they don't want it, the Court of Appeals could still take it or send it back to the courtroom of Dane County Circuit Judge Marianne Sumi. Sumi has a hearing scheduled next week. The high-stakes drama is happening less than 2 weeks before the April 5th election, where Justice David Prosser faces a challenge from Assistant Attorney General Joanne Kloppenburg. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.